Oma gerne die Miranda sehr gerne in seine Schlage, ja. Ja, geschüren mir die Damen hinein, dass man ich schrie, grobe ihn um ha. Grobe Gaura Chandra, ja, Radhika, ja, Tadale, ja, Krishna, ja, Krishna, Bhakta, ja, Tad Bhakta, ja, Mohan, ja. Mande ham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram. Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapandam. Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Jai Rup Sanatan Vatta Raghunath Shri Jigupal Vatta Das Raghunath. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Shastanga Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Tlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Tlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev to entire Rupanagariya Guru Varga. To our guardians and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. So, the question being asked is that, like recently, for those of us who have been to Jaipur, there when we had darshan of Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan, there you see, they're present there. But initially, the deities were by themselves, Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan. Radharani was not there. And where is the evidence for this? Because when Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna, when he wanted to manifest these deities of Krishna, then he especially sought help from Uttara Devi, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj. Because Uttara Devi, she had seen Krishna. Krishna in fact saved her baby. Parikshit, we know Ashwatthama, he wanted to kill Parikshit also. He was the last remaining descendant of the Pandavas. So therefore he sent this Brahmastra. And then as you know, Krishna himself entered inside her womb and protected her son, from this Brahmastra. So therefore she had seen Krishna. So Vajranab, he was a great grandson of Krishna. Krishna's son was Pradyumna. Pradyumna's son was Aniruddha. And Aniruddha's son was Vajranab. So when the kingdom was given by the Pandavas to Parikshit Maharaj, then Yudhishthir, he told Parikshit that you must also look after Vajranab. He is the last remaining descendant of the Yadus. So therefore you must take care that he also has his share of the kingdom. Therefore this entire Vrajmandal was given to him. And all these different Leelasthalis in Vrajmandal, they were actually manifested by Vajranab. He took help from Sandila Rishi, Bhaguri Rishi, and he manifested all these places. Like we see, he manifested these four Mahadevs, Kameshwar Mahadev, Gopishwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Nandishwar Mahadev, and also these four Sarovars, Mansarovar, Prem Sarovar, Chandra Sarovar, Kusum Sarovar, and also these different vats, Shingar Vat, Akshayavat and Javat in this way. And then also he manifested Haridev, Govindadev, Baladev and Keshavdev. So in this way, when he was making these deities, it is said that when he showed them to Uttara Devi, the first deity, Uttara Devi, she said that the feet of this deity look like Krishna's feet. So that deity came to be known as Madan Mohan. And then she looked at the other deity and she said, the chest of this deity looks like Krishna's chest. And he became Gopinath. And then the other deity, when she looked at this deity, she ran to embrace this deity. So who was this deity? It's Govindadev himself. His face resembled that of Krishna completely. So in this way, these deities were manifested there, but Radharani was not there. Why? Because Vajranab is a Yaduvanshi. No, the Yadavas, for them, who is Krishna's beloved? They are Rukmini and Satyabhama, not Radharani. So how will they know who Radharani is? Therefore, they only manifested the deities in this way. Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. And then we know. Hmm? So then how was Krishna named Gopinath if the Yadavas did not know that, rather if they thought of Rukmini and Satyabhama as Krishna's beloved, then how did they name this deity as Gopinath? So we see that Parikshit Maharaj, he had heard the Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami for 7 days. So then Uttara Devi, she told Parikshit that, can you please tell me the essence of the Bhagavatam? So just before Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave this world, he spoke the essence of the Bhagavatam to his mother Uttara Devi. And this was this Brihat Bhagavatamrit. And in this Brihat Bhagavatamrita, the glories of the gopis have especially been described in the first volume also, where we see that Krishna is always weeping in separation from the gopis. And then all these leelas took place. So therefore, Uttara Devi had heard the glories of the gopis from Parikshit Maharaj himself, who in turn had heard from Sukadeva Goswami. And who is he? He is the parrot of Srimati Radhika. So therefore, she knew the glories of the gopis. But Vajranab, he did not know what. Because he was from the Dwaraka dynasty. But she knew. So therefore, she named all these deities as Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. And especially, she recognized these deities in the Anugatya of the gopis. Why? Because Parikshit Maharaj, he told his mother that just as I am worshipping Krishna in the mood of the gopis, you must also do the same thing. He told his own mother, and his mother had actually seen Krishna. You know, but still he told her, no matter what, now you must also worship Krishna in the mood of the gopis. So therefore, this is the best way. And we hear also, Gurudev was actually saying that Parikshit, once he left his body, he went to Seva Kunj, and there he is serving Radharani there as her maidservant. So this way he also told his mother to worship Krishna in the mood of the gopis. So therefore, this mood of the gopis was already present within Uttara Devi. So therefore, she named these deities as Govind Gopinath, Madan Mohan. And then we see that these deities, they were gradually, their service was gradually lost, and then later revealed to whom? Govindev to Rupa Goswami, Gopinath to Madhupandit Goswami. In fact, when we went to the temple there in Jaipur, we see that the Tulsi coat and this hat that Madhupandit Goswami had worn during his service to Gopinath, that was right there also. As you're doing parikrama of Gopinath and you come out, it's on the left side. They've encased it in glass there. So many of us would have had darshan of his cloth also. Madhupandit Pandit. शायद आपने ही कहा था हरी कथा में
मायाम जयम जी मायाम को जयम करने के लिए मतलब आपके उपचित्र आभूषणी माला चंदन वस्त्र अलंकार आभूषण ये सब मैं धारण करता हूँ इसी माया मुझे स्पर्श में ऐसे मधु पंडित गोपीनाथ के लिए तुलसी के टोपी तुलसी के कुत्ता तुलसी के जमीन सब कुछ बन गए मैंने गोपीनाथ को पहना दी थी तो भी उसको इसे धारण करते थे जिससे कि उनको भी माया स्पर्श में ऐसे और तुलसी अपना भोग के समान में नहीं है ये तो आप कर जाएंगे भले मुझे तुलसी माला पहनने के पहले मुझे भगवान को नहीं दिया किंतु प्रसाद ग्रहण कर सकते हैं ये नहीं कि इंडिपेंडेंट एकदम डायरेक्ट आप बोल देना कि वो तुलसी कोट और माला चंदन सब अपने लिए बना तो ये वो भी दूसरे भगवान खड़ा कर दिए सब कुछ होता है समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं ठीक से बोलो
So we see that coat and that hat that Madhu Pandit Goswami used to wear is not actually his. That is actually he made that for Gopinath. Because we see the devotees, they don't like wearing anything made out of Tulsi independently. Because Tulsi is Bhagavat Priya. Is Keshav Priya. So how can they possibly wear something made out of Tulsi on their own independently? We see in the Sri Vaishnavas, they do not even wear this Tulsi mala around their neck. Because they say if you have a bath, in this water it comes down. It's like Charnamrita Vishnu, so they don't even wear this Tulsi around their neck. Only when they do Archan, Pujan, then they wear this Tulsi. Or else they never wear Tulsi around their neck the whole time. So therefore we see that when Madhu Pandit Goswami, when he offered this cloth made out of Tulsi to Gopinath, then when he received the remnants of Gopinath, then he wore this cloth and this hat. Not that he independently wore it. No. So this way we can see, we can have darshan also of that cloth, the prasadi vastra. Like we see Uddhav, he also, he would wear the clothes of Krishna, but only after Krishna had worn them. The clothes of Krishna, the garland of Krishna, the all the other things that Krishna had used, he would accept them as prasadi and he would wear them in this way. But only this fragrance of Krishna, that Uddhav could not. Like when the gopis saw Uddhav, then they knew that he was wearing all the clothes of Krishna. He looked like Krishna also. But still he said, the nose cannot cheat us. This fragrance is not of Krishna's. That is of someone else's. So they say, we also had darshan of the cloth that Madhu Pandit Goswami used to honor, Gopinath's cloth. So in this way, Govindadev, he was revealed to Rupa Goswami in Gomtila. Here in Vrindavan, and Gopina and Madan Mohan to Sanatan Goswami. But also, I heard that Madan Mohan was also revealed to Advaita Acharya actually. Madan Gopal, correct. Madan Gopal. Unka vigraha kya hai Madan Gopal. So this deity Madan Gopal, that was actually discovered by Sri Advaita Acharya, he established this. Madan Gopal is near Madan Mohan in Karoli. If you go there in Karoli, in the middle is Madan Mohan, and to the left is Madan Gopal there, if you see. Radharani and Lalita.
Okay.
समय वो गेट बंद कर दिया था, राधा रानी के दर्शन नहीं था उस समय, कह रहे थे राधा रानी बरसाना चली गई उस समय। There we see, when we went to Karoli there, Radharani is actually not there with Madan Mohan. So I was thinking why, but you see Radharani is to the left actually, if you see there. Radha and Lalita, they're in a different prakosht. They're on the left and Madan Mohan is in the middle. So we see in Govindev, Radharani is there, and also in Gopinath, Radharani is there along with Jahnava Devi. But here I don't know why, Radharani is in the left there. So anyhow, we see and to the right is Madan Gopal. So in this way, these deities are manifested by our Guru Varga. In this way. And when we are chanting, we should always remember these forms of the deities that we had darshan of. Or else we only went there like going four and a half hours to Karoli, and then again 4.5 hours there to Jaipur, and again 6 hours sitting there in the bus. Then what is the use if you don't even remember the deities? Because you see, Madan Mohan is the predominating deity of Sambandha, and Govindadev of Abhideya, and Gopinath of Prayojan. And these three deities are the life of every Gaudiya Vaishnava. So without remembering them when we are chanting, how can we possibly achieve this Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan in this way? So therefore we see that when our Guru Varga, when the Goswamis manifested these deities, that time Radharani wasn't there. So then, therefore we see Sanatana Goswami, after he reintroduced the seva of Madan Mohan, he did not stay there actually, he left. He made sure that 56 items of bhoga would be offered, pujaris would take care of Madan Mohan's seva, but he left actually, he did not stay there. So one can say that how can he leave when Krishna himself appeared there in front of him? So he left because there was no Radharani there. So how can he possibly independently serve Krishna without being under the Anugatya of Srimati Radhika? So therefore he left. And we see Rupa Goswami also. He introduced the seva of Govindadev, and he also. He'd go to all the different places of Rajmandal. This way we see that our Guru Varga, they were actually waiting for Radharani to appear there. And who installed these deities of Radharani? This question was actually asked by one devotee also, that did only Madan Mohan, Govind, Gopinath manifest, or did Radharani also manifest along with them? So therefore, when Jahnava Devi, when she came to Vrindavan, then she saw that without Radharani, then Krishna is actually incomplete. No. Who is Krishna without Radharani? He is completely incomplete. No. Therefore, she installed these deities of Radharani. along with Gopinath, Madan Mohan, and Govindadev. And then we see, therefore, Radharani was so happy with her that she gave her own place to Ananga Manjari, her younger sister Jahnava Devi. And then she came on the right. But also we hear more confidential reasons that Radharani, she was in Maan, because now Krishna, he was no longer Radhanath or Radhakanta. He was Gopinath. So Radharani said, all right, you're Gopinath, so therefore you be Gopinath. Now I'll stay on the right. This is like one more confidential reason. But generally we see that Radharani, she was seeing that her younger sister, she introduced her worship there. So she came on the right. And Jahnava Devi, Ananga Manjari, she came on the left in this way. So then we see the process, the deity worship was going on very nicely. But then we see, then why did they leave Vrindavan and go to Jayapur? What is the reason? Externally, we hear many different reasons. One reason, like even Gurudev spoke of, is because, this is like a secondary reason, was Aurangzeb, he did not like Shivaji. He wanted to kill Shivaji. And Shivaji's friend was this Man Singh. So Man Singh had helped Shivaji escape. So therefore Aurangzeb, especially when he came to Vrindavan, he started destroying the temples that Man Singh had built, because he had helped Shivaji. Therefore he did many things, atrocities, and then many things, many histories. But still, what is the real reason? So this also we heard, the real reason. The real reason is, now that Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan left Vrindavan and went to Jaipur, then what happened? Now their deity, in their deity forms, they went all around the world. Why? Because now any deity of Krishna, where does it come from? Comes from Jaipur. Like we see even Radha Vinod Bihari also, Param Gurudev went to Jaipur and initiated them. He said, you chant the Gopal mantra and these deities will automatically manifest from your heart. And this way the people who were meant to make the deities, they manifested Radha Vinod Bihari. Even when Swami Maharaj installed temples in America and all these different places, these deities came from Jaipur. Like Radha Kalachandji, Radha Govindji, all of them. So in this way, now that they had come there to Jaipur, now their deity forms went all around the world. Now they were no longer just in one place. Like we see in Jagannath Puri also, Swami Maharaj said, alright, if you don't let my disciples see Jagannath, then I'll make sure that Jagannath goes all around the world. And he introduced these Ratyatra festivals all around the world. And now Jagannath is giving darshan to everyone, not just in Jagannath Puri. Similarly, if Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan would have just been here in Vrindavan, then they would have been only confined here. But now that they left Vrindavan and went to Jaipur, now we see now everyone can have darshan of Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan. And we see Madan Mohan, he did not even stay in Jaipur. He left there and he came to Karoli. Why? He said, how can three of us stay in one place? In fact, I want to do more preaching, more and more. So he left there, he went to Karoli. There also, why did he go to Karoli? Because this one princess, one queen, she got married there to one king. And then anyhow, she wanted to take the deity away, but the father did not agree. Then anyhow, he said, if Madan Mohan himself signals, then he can come. Then anyhow, Madan Mohan, he touched the hand of this lady. And then this lady also said that she made a nice earring for Madan Mohan. And so Madan Mohan used to wear this earring also that this lady had made. So he came therefore to Karoli. And now we see devotees from everywhere, they can have darshan of these deities. And also the separation. Because now that they're not in Vrindavan, if they were only in Vrindavan, they would only be in meeting. But now they're so far away, the devotees feel separation. And this way when they go for their darshan, then this separation only adds to their meeting in this way. So therefore, the services of these deities are being continued to this day. And the devotees, all of them, they can have darshan of Sambandha Devata Madan Mohan, Abhideya Devata Govinda Dev, and Prayojan Devata Sri Gopinath. Vancha Kalpataru Besha Kripasin Devcha Patitanam Pani Vivashne Bhyo Namo Namo.
राधा रानी के संबंध में
मदन मोहन का दरदरा नहीं है कि नहीं
राधा मदन मोहन है ना, तो एक तो जब प्रकट किया तब राधा रानी थी नहीं, क्यों नहीं ये भी प्रश्न है। गोविंदा गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन के साथ राधा रानी नहीं, अकेले अकेले प्रकट हुए, ठीक है। और फिर राधा रानी कहीं से आ भी गया तो मदन मोहन के संबंध बताए तो उनके साथ राधा रानी वो भी संबंध बताया क्या, और गोपीनाथ के साथ जो है वो प्रजन देवता है क्या, या गोविंदा के साथ वो क्या संबंध अभिदय देवता है क्या है, ये सब बचपना है, खेल है, तमाशा है कि क्या है, मजाक है या रियलिटी है। और क्यों नहीं प्रकट हुए राधा रानी, और फिर आए राधा रानी, फिर झगड़ा खड़ा हो गया, ये सब क्लियर करो तो बोलो ठीक से।
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्यस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिगं चानरायणं तं प्रपन्नम् श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणप्रेष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय सत्संग नंदवत प्रणाम थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टाइम्स लोटस फीट श्री परमराधितम गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद स्तोत्र श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव। सेकंड लाइफ ऑफ माय सत्संग नंदवत प्रणाम थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टाइम्स लोटस फीट ऑफ माय श्री रूपानुग गौरी गुरुवर्ग। एंड ऑफ माय सत्संग नंदवत प्रणाम्स अंटू ऑल द सिंबल वैष्णवस एंड वैष्णवीज by Shri Guru Maharaj, Guru Pada Padma's causeless mercy and the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas, we are performing our Shri Katyani Vrat here in Shri Vrindavan Dham. And we've had the good fortune to perform our Chaurasi Kosh Brajmandal Parikrama in the association of Guru Pada Padma and our Rupanuga Gauri Guru Varga. And yeah, and the Vaishnavas, they sent us to Karoli, Jaipur to try to beg and receive the mercy of mercy of Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madam Mohan, and all other devatas, Vrindavan. The Vaishnavas are asking the questions that Sri Madam Mohan, Govinda Gopinath, they are known as Asamanda Abhideyam Prayojan Dithis. But they were manifested alone, not with Radharani. Why? Why did they manifest themselves alone, not with Radhika? And are they Asamanda Devata? If we say Radha Madam Mohan, then is Radhika also Samanda Devata then? She's also Abhideha Devata. She's also Prayojan Devata. So, praying to the lotus feet of Guru Padma and the Vaishnavas, I'll try to say something on this subject. The Vaishnavas, they are desiring that these confidential truths and these tattvas should be understood very clearly. Why? Because if we want to invite Govinda Gopinath Madam Mohan in our heart, if we want to be established in this sambandha, then this is the process. Hearing from the Vaishnavas, then repeating and then remembering. So, we know that Guru Paramahansa always said that the Supreme Advaya Gyan Paratattva is only complete when he is with his Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Parikar, Shaktis, everything. Then it is called Advaya Gyan. Complete, non-dual, absolute truth. So, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, Shakti Shakti Mathura, Radhika and Krishna are never separated. But for the purpose of Leela, we can see that these deities, they have manifested by themselves. But we should understand that if by the desire of Radhika or by the desire of Krishna, Radha has not manifested, we should know that Radhika is still there, always present. Like Radharaman. Even now if you go to Radharaman temple, They only put one crown there on the side of Radharaman. That is representing Radhika. But the deity itself is Radharaman. We don't just say Raman, we say Radharaman. And really any true Gaudiya, they will not just say Madamon, they'll say Radha Madamohan. Like when we sing the glories of the deity here, we say Jai Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha. Always Krishna's name is taken in connection with Radhika. Then he is complete. Then he is Purna Brahma. Then he is the Advaya Gyan. Then he is full of ras and all happiness, ladini, joy, everything. All his qualities are manifest. Without Radhika, then Gurudev said he is Nirvishesh Brahma. He is zero. So therefore, Sri Madan Mohan with Radhika, then he is Sammanda Devata. If Radhika is not there, then what Sammanda? Then what will Krishna give us? Then he is Brahman. They said that Kevala Madhava Pujahi Seva Jnani Radha Nadara Koro Abhimani. Should not have that Abhiman to think, I will not serve Radhika, I will only worship Krishna. Then you are Abhimani, then you are very proud. So just in the same, he said, Atapa Rohita Suraj Nahi Jani Radha Virahita Madhav Nahi Mani. Same way you cannot understand the sun without the rays, you cannot understand Madhav without Radhika. So, for some confidential reason, we know that everything according to the proper time and place. Maybe the Vaishnavas can correct, they can guide us. But that time we know that the Muslims, they were conquering and ruling. So Krishna, he didn't desire, oh, if I bring Radhika in this time, then the Muslims, they... Already before we know, Shankarachuda, Ravan, all the, whenever he brought his Shaktis, they tried to steal away the Shaktis, Dvivida, Vandar, creating so many disturbances, Narakasur stealing 16,000 Shaktis away. Always the demons, they're trying to steal his Shaktis. Therefore Krishna, he don't want to, therefore in Kali Yuga, all his Shaktis came in the male form. Radhika herself came as Garadhar Pandit. In order to keep this protected and hidden. So maybe Krishna, he has some desire, oh, if now this time Radhika comes, will be some problem. Krishna, he knows, oh, I am now, the Goswamis are manifesting me, but I will also have to go from here all around the world. So, and also Jannava Thakurani, her later, under her guidance and all, Radhika and all these deities, Lalita, Vishaka, all these deities were established and sent, the different deities. I was reading actually, in regards to the Karali deity, I was reading that it is mentioned that Purushottam Jan, he sent two deities, one Radhika and Lalita, for the service of original Madan Mohan deity. So there, if you see on the right, that Madan Gopal, that is actually before, they were worshipping already before Madan Mohan came there. There is Radhika, Vishaka, Lalita, and Radhika, and there is Madan Gopal deity there on one side. Those deities were sent by Purushottam Jan. Long time, ancient deities. So, in this way then later Jannava Thakurani herself, she came and she established Ananga Manjari herself in Gopinath there. And the Pujari, see the gem, she was put on the right side. And then on the left side, and then Radhika was placed on the right. Then all the deities, then Radhika was established. And even we know then late, even in Govinda Dev temple there, when the Sri Vaishnavas, they removed Radhika, we said, where is Radhika's name in the Bhagavat? Then we knew this was a chance for Krishna. Just like we can see in Prem Samput, Krishna himself, he comes disguised as a Devidasi. And he's sitting at the lotus feet of Radhika and he's testing, Krishna in the form of that Devidasi is testing Radhika. Oh, Krishna is so bad, nonsense. He's doing so many wrong things. And he's like abusing Krishna. Then Radhika says, no, actually Krishna is very good. He's very soft-hearted. But sometimes he's like restless and... She begins explaining Prem Tattva to Krishna. And Radhika is explaining this Prem Tattva, and Vishwanath Thakur is describing that in his Prem Samput. Same way Govinda Dev narrated this Tika, this Vedanta Sutra Tika, and then describing Krishna himself is speaking the glories of Radhika. Why? Because Artayam Brahma Sutranam Bharat Artha Vinirna Gayatri Bhasa Rupa So Ved Artha Paridimita Astadasa Hasasa Srimad Bhagavata. The essence of the natural commentary of the Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Bhagavatam we know is only Radhika's glories. So Vedanta Sutra is actually what it is, Radhika's glories. So therefore, in the Govinda Bhashya, Govinda Dev is narrating the glories of the gopis, glories of Radhika. And then he's And Radhika, and then after that, then Radhika is established. And also the Vaishnavas are given other rasic reasons. Radhika is in Man, and this way she's left Krishna. And then in this way, Radha and Krishna's dear Manjari, Baladev Vidyabhushan, has to go there and create this again, this union. So many kathas are there. So why the Lord is performing these pastimes is always such a deep mystery. There are so many confidential things, it's actually impossible to understand, but only by hearing from the Vaishnavas we may understand something of really of these deep mysterious conclusions. So by praying to lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, they may reveal something to us that we may be understand this topic.
Omagyanti mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurundalitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah vandeham shri guru varam shri rupanuga prabram brajarasrasikam chanarayanam tam prapanam shri guru charanam vande ramana prasthaya bhutle rupanuga bhaktinam cha kripa murti narayanam vancha kalpataru yascha kripa sindhu vyaiva cha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanga dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to our Upanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, just quickly, I'll try to say something adding to the discussion, and Vaishnav can correct what is proper understanding. So we've been to Jayapur and we have darshan. Vaishnavas arrange a way that we can establish relation to our deities. The Gaudiyas, it is said, Gaudiyas, they have these three deities representing Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. Now, as far as like why and what happened, there can be many reasons, but ultimately we have to understand everything that happened is by the sweet will of Krishna. As far as like how his deities have manifested and like that, then we have to appreciate that this is his sweet will. And of course, just like his coming to this world, it is by his independent will. And we may say to protect the devotees, to kill the demons. But it still would go to that main reason that this is his own sweet will. So we know how these deities came here. It has been mentioned. Bhajanav has established these deities long time, his time. Somewhere, like everywhere here in Braj, these deities. And he may not even have that name, or this is Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. He just have this, or this is my, this is Bhagavan, establishing here and there. But when Mahaprabhu sent our Goswamis, then this is one of their mission, to uncover all these pastime places, and also to write books. But especially to help the conditioned jivas establish relation with Sri Krishna, then necessary for them to have relationship with the deity. So therefore they have to also uncover these deities established by Bhajanav. And we know it could be that, you know, like Krishna, he's the same person, but according to the seer, then they see, like for example, when he came to Mathura, then the wrestlers see him as like death, or Kamsa, see him as death personified. His cowherd friends see him as their friend. All these ladies, they sing, oh, it's Cupid personified. So in the same way, our Goswamis, like our Sambandha Acharya, who is that? Sanatana Goswami. Then he named the deity that has come to him as Madan Mohan. Also, our Abhideya Acharya, who is that? Rupa Goswami. Why is Abhideya Acharya? Because he has explained everything about our practice, our process, from the definition of bhakti to all the stages and to the angas of bhakti, everything. So his name, his deity Govinda, he knows. And to Madhu Pandit, then that's a question. Why Gopinath? You know, the guru of Madhu Pandit is Gadadhar Pandit. Who is his Ishtadev? Who is his deity? That is Gopinath also in Puri. So, therefore, he's also calling that deity that has come to him. Actually, they were doing bhajan in Bangsiwat, that area. And this deity has been revealed or has been uncovered because of the currents of the Yamuna, like breaking the sand underneath this Bangsiwat. So it said Paramananda Bhattacharya, he found this deity. Paramananda Bhattacharya doing bhajan with Madhu Pandit. And so then he has given this to Madhu Pandit taking care of this. So then why? So does that mean that we have three deities? These are all Krishna. But according to the devotee, then they will give some certain like benediction. When we say Madan Mohan meaning he who bewilders Madan, meaning Cupid, lust. In this world, everyone is bewildered by lust. But this Madan Mohan can bewilder this lust. He can kill this lust in the heart and establish you in that relation with Sri Krishna. Govinda, he will engage you in the different angas of bhakti. But what is our prayojan? Our prayojan is that service to that Krishna who is subservient to the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, this Gopinath. Now, during the time of the Goswamis, there was no Radharani. And as Maharaja said, there's time, and this is by Krishna's will. Like Govinda, when he was discovered, there was no Radharani, all of them, no Radharani. And our Goswamis established them, and they were just Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. But later on, they became Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan. So how this happened? He said that, like, for example, Govinda. In Jagannath Puri, there was a deity of Radharani that has been worshipped as Lakshmi. Srila Gurudev has mentioned this. In Chakrabhed, in one area in Jagannath Puri, there is this deity of Srimati Radharani that everyone is worshipping as Lakshmi. Then one night, Purushottam Jana, the father of this King Prataparudra, he had a dream of Srimati Radharani telling that now my Prananath has been established in Vrindavan, meaning Govindadev. So he said, like, I am not Lakshmi, I am Radharani. Please send me to Vrindavan. And therefore, when Janava Thakurani came to Vrindavan, then she was sent with Janava Thakurani. So, and in the same way, Janava Thakurani also establishing the rest of the deities. So this is their Leela. As deities also, Krishna has Leela also. And in this way, the servitor gets to engage in some special service. Our Goswamis have discovered them. Janava Thakurani, who is actually Ananga Manjari, one of the maidservants of Sri Radha Krishna, actually, she is the younger sister of Radharani. Then she had this role now making sure that people understand. Without Radha, like, question may be like, how we can have relation with Madan Mohan? how we can have relation of Govinda and Gopinath? Oh, if not taking shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, you can never attract Madan Mohan. You cannot attract Gopinath or Govinda. Therefore, they're establishing, and our, especially in our line of Mahaprabhu, then this is very, very like emphasized under guidance of Srimati Radharani and her maid servants. And this is our goal. We want to become Palyadasi of Srimati Radharani, like this. When Gopinath was established with Radha, when Janava Thakurani visited the temple, it is said she saw Radharani very small. And so then she's thinking like, it would have been better if Radharani is bigger. And so then later in her dream, Gopinath said like, please arrange Diti, a taller Diti. And so then it said that then she arranged like a deity to be manifest, but then she was not able to go to Vrindavan. She disappeared already at that time, but she had this order that send this deity. It is said that when this deity was brought to Gopinath, then the pujari was hesitant to install, but then Gopinath himself appeared to this deity, to this pujari, and telling that, oh, this is Janava Thakurani herself, who is Ananga Banjari. Please place her on the left side of Sri Gopinath, on my left side, like this. And therefore, because this order of Gopinath, then this deity was placed. And so then, therefore, there's this unique, position there, only in this Gopinath, that Radharani is not on the left side of Krishna, but on the right side. What is the significance? Now, we know this is Prayojan. We say, oh, this is Prayojan Diti. Now, reminding us, our goal is to become maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Our place really is to be in that place where Sri Radha and Krishna, and especially that group of Srimati Radharani are together. What is that highest place? That place where only Srimati Radharani's group can be there and serving in all this, the topmost like exchanges of love. Where is that place? In Radha Kund. In the center of Radha Kund, there is Swananda Sukara Kunj. That is the kunja of Ananga Manjari. So in a way, this Gopinath is reminding us that this is our goal. We want to enter into this kunj under guidance, of course, of Rupa Manjari and our of Guru Manjari. And in this place, that is this place of Ananga Manjari, this kunja, then we can be engaged in the service. This is the topmost place. So, therefore, this is Prayojan. So, by mercy of Vaishnavas, somehow they're giving us opportunity. And now also this discussion has come, and therefore this question is being churned, and now Vaishnava will reveal like proper way to appreciate all these tattvas. Vancha kalpatir vyas chakripa sindhu eva cha patitanam pavani vaishnava nama.
Ungajnanatimrandhasya gananjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vanchakalpatarubhasya kripasindubhaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Now Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Si Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhattara Gunat Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunat Ethai Gosai Kari Charna Bandhan Javete Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Kari Nrisimhadev ki jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarva Vishtaprata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai Brajamandal Dham ki jai Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Brajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani ki jai Brajdevi Gan ki jai Jai Katyayani Devi ki jai Bhagavati Purnamasi Yogamaya Devi ki jai Katyayani Vrata ki jai Vatmanakari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Pramanandi Hari Hari Bol Now already hearing Vaishnavas near this Goswami's glories and Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan glories. But Vrindavan is Rasamay Bhumi. Rasa Upasana's center. Here Daisya Sakya Vatsalya Madhur Rasa. Present also, followers also present. Not only one rasa. Also here, secondary, this Hasya Adbhut Karun, Rodra Bhayana Vibhasa, also the secondary seventh rasa also present. Followers also present. So now Krishna is king. Where? In Nanda Bhavan. But here he is Nanda Bhavan, he not alone come. He came with Vishnu Anuja, meaning with Yogamaya. Bhagavati, she came, Vishnu Anuja. Sukadeva Goswami explaining, Parikshit Maharaj Niharya, everybody is front of. Also, Vasudeva Maharaj gone, he is brought this Yogamaya, Bhagavati, in Mathura. But she is now giving darshan within Mahamaya. Why? Mayavi consciousness near, she is giving Swarup darshan of Mahamaya. And she, Bhagavatam is explaining, many name will be her, many way of worshipping her, and consciousness near is telling, your killer is not here born. Any other way, he is born already. And she cannot tell lie. She telling consciousness as it is, Your killer not born here, other way. The other way means not Mathura. Then other way, not fixed telling where. I am come anywhere to, there he is born. This is giving hints and indicating. Now, that Krishna, he is within Srimati Radharani, where? In Madhurasa, Singarasa, only Kunjas, within Sakis, Manjaris, there is Krishna is possible there present. Not with his Nandava Yashodamata's front of, not Sakha's front of, not Dasya, no Santos near. No Hasya Adbhut Karun Maitra, this Vibhasa Bhayanak, there near also no. Rasa Upasana meanings, this is thinking about this, Krishna Rasa Vaishya. Rasa Jebdhaya Labdhanadi Bhavati. Krishna, no. Everybody rasa. Upasana has different difference. Mood and different difference their position. Everywhere Srimati Radharani not going. Srimati Radharani, without her Sakhi Manjaris, without her Kunja, she not going. So now, Govinda appears, Madan Mohan, a Gopinath there alone. All Rasa Upasanas, all followers, they are coming Govinda near Gopinath, Madan Mohan, no problem. Sometime Nanda is also coming, Krishna is near. But looking, what happened this? So Nimbarki Sampradaya, they worshipping the Radha Krishna like his Jugal Upasana. But Gaudiya Sampradaya, this Madhura Upasana, not equal. Radha Krishna, front of everybody, is then is called Lakshmi Narayan. This is not his Vraja Upasana. Rasa Upasana, Parokya Upasana. Only telling Dibbat Vrindaranya, Vrindaranya Dibba, but Kalpadrumadha, Srimad Ratnakara Singhasanastu, Sisri Radha, but Srila Govinda Dibbu. How these places, Preshta Olibhi, Sebhyamannu Smarami, Olibhi Sokhibhi, all present, there is Radha Govinda present. But Madan Mohan Par, what is saying? Telling Jayatam Suratopango, Mamarmanda Matirgati, Masarvasya Padambujo, Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Srimati Dharaniyuti is Madan, then he is Madan Mohan, he is depicted in Madan. Alone, he is. Then is his Brahma, Parabrahma, Paratva Parameshwar, but he cannot care anybody. So now Krishna, he appears alone for everybody's form. But this Gaudiya Upasana and Madhura Upasana, therefore Janamata Ananga Manjari, she is king. She is looking alone Krishna, then he is not his kind for anybody, not helping. His that time is only Brahma Swarup, Parabrahma Swarup. Kevala Madhava Pujeshu Agyani Radha Anadara Kare Abhimani. Only Madhava Upasana, this is not complete. But this Radha Madhav, where? Sakha is near Krishna, he is also Sakha. That time, his name not Radha Madan Mohan, his name not Radha Gopinath, his name is Kanaya, Kalua, Balua, Dau, Krishna, Sakha is near many other names. Jasodamata is near, Jasodanandan, Nandanandan, but not Gopijana Vallabh, not Gopikanta, not Radhakanta, not Rajbihari, no Kunjabihari. They cannot address him. This addressing, yeah, they are worshipping, they are by this own love and affection with this. They not alone, everybody is with this, they are combined. Radharani is footstep followers and there everybody is present and there is looking this Radha Krishna Jugal, but not any other way possible. Therefore, Vajranab, he is everything asking. There is Uddhava present, also many other Brajavasis, Braja Upasana, for Bhagavati Purnamasi, direct come and giving indication. But Ananga Manjari Janamata came, then not possible, Madan Mohan is alone. there is, she is arranging. Sanatana Goswami is near, Madan is alone. But Sanatana Goswami, he is not staying with Madan Mohan. You are alone, then I cannot stay with you. He is gone far. Also Rupa Goswami cannot Govinda Devuti staying. But Gopinath, he is Gopijana Vallabh. Once a time, this question is arising, this Devananda Gaudiya Math, our beloved Param Gurudev near. Then many his godbrothers, many others, there is came, O Prabhupada, establishing duty, installing duties, Gandharva Giridhari, Radha Vinodjiv. Guru Gauranga, Gandharva Giridhari, Radha Vinodjiv. This is Prabhupada Satchakur duties. So, telling Prabhupada near, Radharani present, then Param Gurudev say yes. Then Param Gurudev near is Radha Vinod Bihari. There Prabhupada Vinod and now Vinod Kesava Goswami Maharaj near Radha Vinod Bihari. Then a question asking, then Param Gurudev telling, okay, this my nearest this Maharaj, Tibikram Maharaj, he is Vaidyantik Pandit, he is giving all answers. Then Pujipati Tibikram Maharaj near is asking all assembly, big assembly, Prabhupada Thakur disappears after Param Gurudev for respect, everybody is also, Param Gurudev has love for everybody. He is Vinod Kunja, he is giving Vinod, everybody is unlimited happiness. Then therefore everybody following his footstep and coming is near. Outside anywhere going unhappy, disturbed, oh, dry, cannot feel his will. Coming is Vaishnavas near, Mahabhagat near, they are dressing. Nitya Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala, Jachaya, Jagat Jodai, Hananitai, Vinabhai, Radha Krishna Paitanai. Many, many things are addressing. But reality, you feeling when you are outside of Vaishnavas, then you, how much you dry, then you feeling. With Vaishnavas, automatic is satisfaction coming, pleased, and all time is softness, sweetness, natural. Why? They are not possible. Other rasa is coming in and stealing and making you dry. Like sun near is anything, automatically sun drying. He takes stealing all rasa. He no like giving any rasa. But sun not is possible stealing this madhur rasa. Vaishnava bhakti rasa. Why he is stealing? Ayuharati vaipungsang uddhanasthi jannasu tasyati tat khanonittam uttam sloka bhattaya. Uttam sloka bhattaya, anybody, uttam sloka, meaning Krishna's nice rasamai, this pray, there is all time is glorify Krishna, victories is explaining, distributing, that rasa, sun not stealing. Sun stealing everything. Everybody make it dry. But not possible drying in this bhaktas devotee. Why? They are uttam sloka rasa, drinking, rasa distributor, then sun what doing? The Param Gurudev near all coming, why? They're looking, my God brothers, not only, his near is, Prabhupada giving Vinod iti namine, Vinod, Vinodaya iti namine. He is make happy everybody. Anybody dry, suffering here and there, anyhow, quarreling, fighting, his near come, all cool. Everybody like child is near. This is Mahabhagat Vaishnava is big, personal on this. Certificate, their personal activity. Then they are coming, all are become like his baby, Gopal, Kishori, Kishor. Why? They forget all. No dry. That means rasa moy. So anybody has no rasa, then how can giving? Then Tibikram Maharaj they are giving. Tibikram Maharaj all Ved, Vedanta, Siddhanta, it is his. Everything explaining after calling Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, saying, "Hey, Maharaj, you are explaining Tibhikram Maharaj making everybody's jail and making door and closing and locking. But nobody happy is there inside jail. You putting inside jail, you bringing all our Brajamandal and telling you forever staying here. How staying? No any sweetness, not possible. Anybody forget everything. America, how is sweet road and nice house and room. Here is only dry, all dust and no clean. Then, no rasa, then like is this is hell and jail." So Maharaj Patel, then Maharaj, starting this, spreading and bringing this rasa. What is the Braja rasa? Bhakti rasa, prema rasa. Bas. He is saying, Maharaj explaining, this Daisya rasa has also power, activities, capacity. They are serving for their active and very strong faith and power. They cannot left service one second for Krishna, therefore very happy with them, accepting their service. They take lap, taking soldiers, caring for Krishna everything, bathing water for bringing, massaging Krishna, chandan making, abata, kosturi, korpur, wood is arranging, foodstuff arranging, milking, milk is carrying, they are to making many preparation, everything they are doing. Continue. Then Krishna happy with them. After Gurudev is explaining Sikharasa, how they are serving. Very sweet service, Krishna very happy. And Krishna make happy everybody. The Sakhas near to collecting all rasa and giving, distributing Krishna. Dasas near to collecting and distributing. And after Vasali rasa, Krishna collecting and Krishna distributing. Also Krishna giving monkeys also. Giving this peacock, giving this parrot, giving squirrel and mongoose. Everybody's mother, Jasoda's loveful, all sweets, nectar, he's eating and distributing. All Gopis house is going, stealing and distributing. Otherwise, no tasting, no understanding. Therefore, telling Braja Vasi is near going, taking Madhukuri. House to house going and taking little prasadam, Madhukuri, Tukula, their remnants. That thing says, heartfelt love. You thinking temple prasadam is everything? Yes, but Braja Vasi house is going. They have natural love for Krishna. Morning to they are addressing Radhe, Radhe. They are everything offering. But that Braja Vasi is natural love. Like Krishna going collecting and distributing. Krishna stealing, all house to house going and stealing. His nature. Why? I am not distributing, anybody not getting, not collecting, not possible. What do they, how they doing upasana, aradhana? Without aradhana upasana of Brajavasis, two types of upasana, one Krishna upasana, one Brajavasi upasana, aradhana. Radha upasana, aradhana is followers, aradhana upasana, much better and helpful. So now Krishna himself is teaching this, what is the meaning of Brajarasa. Next is, Gurudev is explaining, this Radha Tattva, Singarasa, Yamanjuri Upasana, Sakhi's service. That things, how much powerful. Krishna, there is saying, na parayam nirvaddu sanjujam. Krishna, I am complete indebted. Never I repay. Never I possible forget this. This service. So this service has many standards. Daisarasa has service, Sakharasa has service, Vasala has service, Madhurasa has service. Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he is telling, everybody is Das. Alpahena namaniha daskaranam, alpabhagya dasnahi kare Bhagavan. Not too possible, service for everybody ready. But standards, difference. So Madhurasa, Singarasa has complete pure service. Then pure rasa. This rasamayi upasana near Krishna is forever present. and forever Krishna greedy, and Krishna they are present. Therefore, Krishna is near no Brajavasi, no Gopgopi, no Radharani, then Krishna not happy and pleased. So Sanatana Goswami is near only Madan Mohan, then Sanatana Goswami say, hey Radhe Brajadeviki, why not you coming? Hey Lalita, hey Nanda Sunakuta, why are you Nandanandan? Why not you come? Please come. But no coming. Then Anangamanjari, she came, she is arranging this. So then Anangamanjari to less is Sanatana Goswami? No. But they are not overtake, they are not cross. I know everything, possible I am do everything, but no, there is disrespect, disobey. They are waiting. When Anangamanjari coming, Anangamanjari arranging, this is her service, her duty. Krishna is near, Radharani not alone coming. She is very shy. How can coming? Then Gurudev saying, she is alone, Krishna is near, not going, never. All Sakhis and Manjaris are with us, she is staying. Possible, Sakhis and Manjaris are inviting Krishna. Then one seat is, both are sitting. Any Kunjas, they are meeting, possible. But she cannot, alone going, independently, and also no calling, inviting Krishna, and no meeting and playing within Krishna and serving Krishna. One time, Nanda Bhavan, Rohini Mata, and Dhanishta, Kundalata, Yashoda Mata, all are distributing prasadam. Krishna, Nandarani Desa Vaise, Girivara Dhari, Baladeva Sakasava, Vaise Sari Sari, all are sitting. Then, Radharani already made everything, but puris are hot puris frying and one by one giving. Sometimes parota, sometimes this bhel puri, sometimes this chole bhature, bati churma, many types of things. So now Rohini is saying, okay, I give you one plate. With you are going, you give me Krishna and Baldev. Yeah, Nanda Baba. Yeah, some other. She is taking plate, gold plate, and all things is there. But she is going little one step, hand is shaking, 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 and fall down. All plate is down, and she is crying, and she is already senseless like. Everybody taking lap and bringing back. Other, Rohini Mata, Yashoda Mata distributing. Then why not Srimati Radharani going? This singer also has this speciality. They are not alone, independently going this own labhar near and serving them and pleasing them, controlling them. This is not a singer also. Parokya also not like this. There is hidden, secret and heart-to-heart meeting, but not showing. Showing then, this is called Sakya Lila. Meeting then, front of everybody, this is called Sakya Lila. Mahaprabhu therefore telling in Rajyatra time this sloka Betusi I forget this sloka now. Though this telling all Jako Marahara this telling. But not possible. This Kurukshetra they are meeting, then also this requesting and praying. Oh, not good. You come at Vrindavan. This meeting, not this meeting. All are not happy. Hathi Gola Rajbesh. Your personality. No. So this Sakya Lila has no rasa. There are no any sweetness. But all time distance. But Anangamanjari arranging this meeting, this possible. But there, without Lalita Visakha, she is not going alone also, not staying within Krishna. 1 minute not possible, 1 second not possible. Therefore, Swami Prabhupada in Vrindavan, Radha Samsundar, deities is installing, then that time, this he is Lalita, inviting Lalita Visakha within Radharani. Then big installing time, big program, big festival. Many, many, all Acharya came. They are giving lectures. Many nice, sweet lectures. In Mayapur, Radha Madhav, 8 Sukhis. Otherwise, Radharani, never happy, not pleased, alone, not possible going Krishna's near, no meeting, not looking and not taking. Sometimes Srimati Radharani is saying, oh, I am hearing one flutes, some person playing flutes. This flute is very sweet, stealing my heart. After saying, oh, Chitra, you showing me one picture. Oh, this picture is very attractive. I am look at these pictures, I am lost my heart. I am gone Bank of Jamuna, I am bring for some water, with the water pot, I am looking one person in next, that side, bank, other side Jamuna. He's, I look at him, after I am stealing, lost my heart, I forget how long is inside the water, I don't know. Not possible, I am carrying these my pots. I am lost my everything. Oh, now not possible, I am carrying my light. I am three persons with which I am already related. This is not good for me. Now I am doing suicide. Then, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champakrata, Sudevi, Rangadevi, all Sakhis are telling, oh, this person playing flute, that person is there, you see, your picture, same person. See, no, not possible. Therefore, he is sometime Govinda Swarup, sometime Madan Mohan Swarup, sometime Gopinath Swarup. Why? Bhaktas, love and affection with is reflecting their heart. Any Swarup, that Swarup with is manifesting in front of. Like Dhruvasinya, Lord Narayan came, not come Krishna. Praladniya Nishingadip come, not come Krishna. He is chanting Krishna Nam. He is chanting Krishna Mantra, but Krishna not come. Came Nishingadip. So everybody is own love and affection with is there is this Krishna Swarup is manifest and he appears front of. So this loveful deity, Govinda, Sanatana Goswami is Madan Mohan, and after Rupa Goswami is near Govinda, and Gopinath is Madhupandit near, not this much, Gopalbhattu Goswami is near Radharaman, this Samananda Prabhu is near Sam Sundar, Jeev Goswami Prabhu is near Radhadamodar, all are near different divines. So the rasa upasana is very secret and hidden. But only this is thinking and understanding this without Sakhis and Mandaris, Radharani is never independent. She is without Lalita Devi's permission. She is not talking and looking in Krishna. Sometime Krishna came waiting, Lalita Devi giving ban. No talking, not looking, yes. Sometime she is very sad. Oh, Krishna is gone, crying. What Lalita Devi's order? Independently meeting, this is called Dharaka Lila, ya Mathura Lila, like Kubja, like Satyabhama Rukmini. They're sending letter. You come, you take me. But Radharani is like doing like this, impossible. Not possible crossing and overtake any Manjari Sakhis independently. Also calling Krishna, impossible. So this Parokya Rasa, very hidden. Very secret things. This is no understanding, then not possible you pleasing Krishna. These madhurasas, followers, near you surrender, you learn, your near is come, this flow, then this flow it is you invite serving Krishna, then Krishna will be pleased and happy. Then time that he is not Krishna, that his name Kunja Bihari, his name Raj Bihari, his name this Vinod Bihari, his name Raman Bihari, then he is difference name. Then he is not only Nandan and Jasudanandan. Jasumati Nandana, Brajabara Nagara, Gokura Ranjana Kana. No. What saying last? This is thinking. Also, chanting the Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Not chanting the Sakharas Kanaya, hey Kalua. No. Hey Jasudananda, Nandananda, no. Gopijana Vallabha, they are chanting. Therefore, first Krishnaya, then Govindaya, then Gopijana Vallabhaya. So all rasa upasanas, all process is different. So these things, not understanding, then what is upasana? What is aradhana? Then time is going, life is going, never realization coming. Samandha meanings, what samandha? What relation? I am making relation, then it's possible this will be permanent. I say, okay, Krishna, you will be my lover. He is accepting. Small, small gopis are crying morning to evening. They don't know how can make a relation. Then Bhagavati Purnamasi Yogamaya came and giving mantra. After mantra, not anybody giving darshan. Who is giving darshan? Krishna giving darshan. Now Krishna is testing, you know, Krishna checking. What you like? Why you doing upasana? Krishna too much testing, torturing. You have love for me? Then you will be present, other you go. How much inside water? Cold water, suffering. Body has no cloth. Also Krishna not giving cloth. Stealing cloth, how much give punishment? And bhakta devotees were giving some punishment. Sickness come. Yeah, nobody like and no talking, beating, kicking. Then staying temple, staying gurus near, staying Vaishnavas near. But Krishna, how much give punishment? They are love for Krishna. They are doing upasana Krishna. Krishna says, yes, you like me. Then look at me. Like Rasila time, how much Krishna is torturing them? Until he is saying, what you say? What you think? Why you came midnight? You thinking, I will be your family member like your husband? I'm meeting with you. Get out from here. No, come here more. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Oh, how much telling? Here also, early morning, cold, winter. Freezy, also he's too much speaking. You reading Kovid Karnapur Goswami Anandabindam Champu, one by one. Gopal Champu, you reading? How much he is telling? But after, say, yes, you like me, you have love for me, I am telling anything you follow. He making them complete surrender and followers. Then he is accepting. So sadhana are not too easy things. Therefore, first understanding, learning. Otherwise, Sanatana Goswami has power. He is bringing Radharani no harm. Request Radharani, please you come. She is coming. But no. Madan Mohan, yes, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, possible bringing, but waiting. Ananga Manjari came, then Ananga Manjari arranging everything. Then Govinda very happy. And Govinda now with Radharani, after this problem create, then Baldev Vidyasundra gone and his followers of this Manjari and Sakhis, therefore he is giving all solution. Otherwise you not know, Sakhas near telling, then Sakhas say, no, no, Radharani, Krishna is my, come with me, playing with me, all are eating with you, playing with you, grabbing, dragging, climb, and fighting, joking, jumping in Jamuna. This is good. No need Radharani. What need Radharani? But possible Sakhis are doing like this, thinking about this, Manjaris? Impossible. Go, Krishna, you go. Madhava jahi, Madhava jahi, Madhava jahi, Mabada koitava badam. Don't come here. Don't come. Manjari is near praying and requesting, I am going Radha Kunja darshan for Radharani, is impossible. Go out. You are kapat, kaitava. Don't come here more. But Sokha telling like this, your Das telling, Nanda Baba, Jastamata telling like this, Krishna. Krishna asking, I need this one pearls, moti. She said, no, tomorrow giving. No, no giving, I'm going to forest, never coming here. Say, oh, you have love for this pearls, not love for me. At the time, Jasoda mother opening the box and bringing and giving. But gopis near, manjaris near, like this possible, they're following without also Srimati Radharani and gopis, manjaris has this fixed relation. Ananya, without Lalita Devi, Radharani not know. Also Radharani is without Lalita Devi not know anything. They are not independently meeting and talking also, not looking also. Therefore, Bilapakrishna Madhavi first sloka telling, Krishna is came. Then Pratimanjari is addressing, Arey, who is came, where from come this thing? Who came and biting new and gone? Here is why he enjoyed now. But Krishna thinks he sees Radharani. Come and kissing and running. Otherwise, catching the big problem coming. So there is Bilapakrishna Madhavi. First sloka it is this, starting this. Lila. So this all things is try to understand. What is Rasa Upasana? Otherwise only Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Upasana is not Rasa Upasana. This is Lord Narayan Upasana, ya Brahma Upasana. Parabrahma Upasana. Possible Parameshwar. Ya possible Daisya ya Sakya. But not Parokya Upasana. Okay, now tomorrow, next hearing. Gaur Pramanam Deva.